Carl Sandburg said it, and I'm glad somebody did. Let me explain. Nothing happens unless first a dream. What was that? Nothing happens unless first a dream. Carl Sandburg's words keep haunting me as I go through the motions of getting ready for a new year that's about to envelop us. Ever since I met Carl Sandburg in Tuscaloosa back in the late 1950s, I've found pleasure and hope in his words. But today, driving down the gray streets of Alabama's largest city, I'm reminded once again that great thoughts have incredible staying power, if only we will preserve them. Anyhow, I'm driving past an intersection. On my left, a loft dweller is walking his large dog, pausing at the corner to wait for the traffic light, wait for a poop break. Coming toward the dog man is one of the city's scruffy street people, a homeless panhandler who, along with dozens of others, works the avenues for cigarette butts and quarters. The dog man is about to be solicited, but for a brief, diverting moment, the street guy loses his attention, forgets his spiel, his story about why the dog guy should give him money. He forgets because he sees the large dog and freezes. Maybe he's afraid, I think to myself. But no, he is not afraid. Suddenly, he's a younger, more dapper version of himself. He bends over the dog, places his ragged, gloved hands on each side of the pet's head, and pets him in a gentle and warm manner, smiling ear to ear and talking with the animal as if he's his best friend. The dog responds, and the two have 25 seconds of bliss, looking into each other's eyes, one panting while the other laughs. Then, as suddenly as it begins, the moment disappears, the dog man continuing his leashed walk, the street man putting on his best panhandling face and heading the other way on his daily rounds. The observer man, me, continues driving by, feeling a bit warmer and remembering all those endless childhood summer days when he and his dog Brownie ran the streets of Tuscaloosa and knew they would live forever. Is the 25-second smile enough to sustain the homeless man, enough to make him remember a childhood dream pet, enough to make him feel life is worth living a few extra days just to relive wonderful old memories? Is the dream of a better time enough to make the dog owner and the observer decide to do something besides dream, decide to make extra effort for the homeless, donate to some animal shelter, provide a kind word for a big city loft dweller who dreams of picket fences, give some extra time to nudging someone else toward a better life? Nothing happens unless first a dream. Thanks, Carl. Thanks, homeless guy. Thanks, dog man. Thanks, dog and Brownie. You provided me with the dream I need to make something happen.